Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming complete, entire, and whole, spirit, soul, and body. We've been talking about physical healings lately, and we've been talking about how healing happens in different ways at different times. Now, we're all in a different situation. Each one of us is unique, and the circumstances that God has arranged for you, there's only one way to know what's going on with your healing. And that's to ask God. We often want to, and we're going to talk about some parameters that he uses. But he's not restricted by anything we do or confined. We are describing some aspects of the way he does things. As he changes what he does, we change those parameters. So it's not the other way around. It's not that because he has done some things in a certain way in the past that he is at all hemmed in by his past behavior. He's God. He can do whatever he wants. Part of our problem is that we aren't sure that what he's doing is in our best interest. And that's one of the reasons we want to make sure that we're spending a lot of time with him, especially when we're talking to him about a healing, is we want to be able to be ministered to him directly. By that, I mean, while he's dealing with one issue, let him have the opportunity to deal with any other issue that he chooses. I always love that story of Jean Guyon about how she was ministering in a town and, well, living in a town, and one of the women in the town had been given up. She was just coming back from her physician who basically told her to go home and die, and that she tried everything and been to the church, the Catholic church, and been to, you know, tried everything she could. But she heard of this woman that, you know, miraculous healings were taking place, and she thought she'd give it a try. So she arranged a meeting to meet with Jean Guyon, and she went with her friend. Her friend took her, and her friend waited for her outside as the two women met together. And then the woman came out with a very intense look on her face. And her friend asked her, "How did it go? Are you healed?" And her friend answered and said, "I have to know God. I've got to know him better." And her friend said, "Yes, yes, but what about the healing? Did you get your healing?" And her friend's response was, "I've got to know him. I've got to know more about him. I've got to know God." And her friend said, "Yes, yes, that's all good and fine, but what about the healing?" And her friend's response was, "Yeah, well, yes, yes, I was healed, but I've got to know God. I've got to know him." And that's what we're looking for. That regardless of what he does, his activities in our life, that he has stirred up such a hunger within us that nothing else matters. What would that look like in our lives? What would that be like? What would that How would that change our perspective of ourselves and of others? When we think about what most of us have been taught about what Christianity is, it's not about a personal relationship with God. It's about following a certain prescription about activities and attendance and support. So as you pursue God, whether it's wanting to learn how to heal and minister healing, minister God's healing, or spark that healing skill and ability we all have, or whether you're in need of healing and you're asking God for those opportunities to heal, to be healed by Him. How do you do that? God, heal me. How do I do that? How do I join you in getting this body healed? Our focus, if we pursue God the way He has set it up, we will come to realize that the needs that He places in our lives are to drive us to Him. He would prefer for His own presence to draw us. But if that doesn't work, and if we won't come willingly, He will drive us. He will put the circumstances in our lives where we have run out of our own strength, our own ideas, our own resources. But His ultimate resolve for us is not for us to get healed. It's for us to know Him and to be known by Him. So let's grasp that concept first. Let's not wait until we have an issue. Let's be overwhelmed by knowing Him. Now, we want to learn everything we can about Him. It's like if we want to go into the deep water, we first have to make ourselves comfortable in the water to begin with. So it's okay to be that information that's available to you, that situation, whatever situation you're in. Our goal is not to answer our questions, but to spark our interest so that you will pursue God, so that you will be open and aware to go where He wants to lead you. So often, we have a problem on our plate, and it seems overwhelming, and then we finally take it to God. And He points us in a whole different direction, wants to deal with a wound or give us a new desire or help us see things much more clearly than we do. And because He changes us and touches us, the issue that we had that drove us to Him, whether it's dealt with or not, seems small in comparison. Because we've touched Him. We've received His eternal life in our soul, our mind, will, and emotions. So though we're going to be talking about ways that God heals, the different ways at different times that God heals, we're not just talking about healing. We're talking about how He shakes us to get us to come to Him. So there are four main ways that God, or approaches that God uses. And these, again, are descriptions. And they help us learn that that God is personal, that He that healing in our lives is not just for us to be healed. It's to draw us to Him, the need for healing. So there are four main ways. Progressive, He heals us progressively, instantaneously, unconditionally, and conditionally. As believers, you and I exist on a healing continuum. We're all in the process of being healed and needing to be healed. On one end of that healing continuum is whatever unhealthy condition we were in when God enlivened us and made us new creatures. Okay? When He first revealed Himself and your need for Him, you were without Him as a resource. And so you had the need for healing both physically and soulically. And when you received Him is when your relational healing started. Now, you don't need to know God to be healed, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But for you and I, who know Him and desire to know Him, and whether you believe you need a healing or not, whether you believe you have any injuries, physical issues or soulical issues, there are definitely areas in your physical body that God wants to heal. He's bringing us into a oneness. And until we achieve that oneness in ourselves, spirit, soul, and body, there are areas that your physical body is lacking. So you and I start, because we are going to be literally engaging God to learn about how He heals for our sake and to receive healing from Him. We are engaging Him in this process. And we started to actively engage Him when we became a new creation, a new creature, when we became a spirit being, enlivened by His eternal life at whatever moment in your physical life that happened. Now, for all of us, it happened 2,000 years ago. But for each one of us individually, it happened when you became an enlivened spirit being by receiving a new nature and new identity. So God enlivened us at that point, and He made you and I new creatures, a new being that had never existed before. But like that, the illustration of Lazarus, as he was raised and called out of that tomb, he was still bound. He was still in those grave clothes. So that's where we were when we were first enlivened by God. Now, some receive a healing even at that point in time. And odds are many of us received healings and changes in our soul and in our body that we don't even know about, that we may not have even recognized at that point in time. But that is one end of the spectrum. On the other end of the spectrum is the completely whole, healed, unified being who exists in this earth in a constant abiding rest and dependence on God. Okay? So we all fall between those two ends of the spectrum. What is crucial for us to realize is that we can cooperate and be moving with God along that spectrum. We don't have to just settle for, well, while I'm here on this earth, I'm just going to have to suffer with whatever situation I find myself in. God's desire for you is that you would be whole and complete and entire here on this earth. Because one of the things that does is that teaches you how to rule and reign over the physical realm. And as a spirit being in God and Him in you, you have that authority over the supernatural or the solical and the natural realm, which is where your body is. Right now, you have authority over your body. Right now, you can heal your body. Well, how come we can't? We aren't doing that then? I mean, some people have had so many prayer, you know, meetings and anointings and this, that, everything they know to do. Because there are obstacles. There are hindrances. And it's only through the process of knowing God that those hindrances and obstacles are removed. What we need to get it into our head is that God does want to remove them. Now, occasionally, He just removes them Himself. But most of the time, He wants us to pursue Him because it teaches us about Him. We learn about Him by experience. We're not talking about solical knowledge. We're talking about experiential knowledge. So that other end of the spectrum is fulfilling Jesus' prayer that we would be one in Him, spirit, soul, and body, as He is one in the Father. From God's point of view, each of us is at some point on our individual healing continuum. From our point of view, we are often going from one distinct healing to another. The more we see things from God's perspective, the more we see our healing as a small part of a much broader process. Individual or distinct healings are visible evidence of the complete work God was doing below the surface, even without our knowing about it. So often we struggle and wrestle with an issue, and then we may even are able to, in talking to Him, able to rest and give it to Him, and still nothing seems to happen. Nothing seems to change. Until all of a sudden, we realize it's been resolved. Very often, God's deepest works are done in privacy, in secrecy. He keeps it from us. It's like an iceberg. 99% of it is under the surface. And He only shows us when He's ready to complete the work. Now, that's one of our goals, is we want to be able to participate in every aspect without interfering with what He's doing, but joining Him. This is why so many times God can't reveal to us what He's doing, because we would react to it. So many of us don't know His heart, don't know His intent. Not only do we come to His presence with our own misconceptions and our own history and our own hurts, but we come to His presence, we come into His presence with just our own inability or lack of exposure. We don't have words. We don't have a frame of reference. This is why so many people who experience dreams and visions and odd and interesting supernatural experiences draw the wrong conclusions from them. Now, we want to have all those experiences, but we want to draw the right conclusions by depending on God to give us those conclusions. That's when our understanding is broadened. Our goal is not to just get more information. Our goal is to be changed. changed by being in him, letting him be the God. He's really good at it. He's much better than we could possibly imagine. But it comes down, do you believe that God loves you? Really? Do you believe that God has really accepted you unconditionally? Really, literally, now, that there's nothing you could do that could make him be disappointed in you or have or change his opinion about you at all? Do you honestly experience in your life that rest from your own efforts, from strife, from being driven by need? What is the first thing we learn here with this ministry? Lord, is that you? Lord, is that you? That's our first, last, and constant question. Letting him speak for himself and learning to hear him clearly. Learning how to test that. Lord, what do you want to do here? Is that you? Is this from you? This is the relationship he wants with us, that he desires with us. Now, not put off till some other time, after we die or another eon. Remember, you and I are above time. God created time. So if we're in him, as a spirit being, spirit begets spirit, we too have authority over time and are learning to rule and reign over it. Such a relief that we don't have to worry about where we are at any given time or how we're doing. We can just ask. God, how are we doing in this? Is there anything I'm missing? Now, so many of us are afraid to ask that because we know there are areas that we've neglected. Well, don't worry about it. Just pick it up wherever you are. He knows the situation you're in. So many of us are so concerned that if we really let God do what he wanted to do, we would be much more distracted from our goals. We've got a caller calling in from area code 501. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
This is Mrs. Fiddy Monroe. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Cold is cold outside.
Yes.
No,
well, we're talking about healing today. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. I'm looking at progressively and instantaneously.
Right.
Conditionally
and conditionally.
Well, let me tell you what Cliff's been through in the past few days. I have been through... I don't know how you put a word to it, but when I've been told certain things and I see the opposite side and I rip in the script. For instance, I had a friend from my church that I was kind of interested in, and through her talk, she would say these kind of things that any man that wanted to hear, but it was her actions that spoke differently. So
mm-hmm.
I decided, you know what, I see you're lying through your actions because, you know, actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave you alone before I end up doing something I regret that God is not going to be pleased with. So I'm going to step back and just let you do you. So when I brought it up to her, she had this attitude like, oh, I did nothing wrong. Well, yes, you did. So yesterday I just told her how I felt. I was nice about it. I was Christian-like about it. And I just said, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I cannot have you trying to take my niceness for granted and think you're getting over because you're not. You know, you're just getting over on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine said last week that it's bad that you lie to me, but it's worse if you lie to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, part of it, you know, I think you were picking up on some things that, you know, whatever wherever the relationship was going wasn't going to be a healthy one for you. And just to give you a line to look at, and very often we see these things and we draw correct conclusions about another person, another person's behavior, or we may infer motive, we may infer intent. And what we have a tendency to do is draw correct conclusions for ourselves that, for instance, in your case, this is not a good, you know, direction for you to be going in, but conclude from that that we should let them know.
Yeah, and I thank God for the healing process, because it hadn't been like this maybe a few years ago. You know, and I'll tell them what I said to her that was not like that, that was not right.
Uh-huh.
I actually thanked her. Matter of fact, I thank all my enemies. I thank him for what they did to me, because if they hadn't did what they did to me, then I wouldn't know how to go to God in prayer and ask him,
right,
okay, what can, how can you be glorified from this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been hurt. I've been lied to, God, but you be glorified in this mess.
Well, and here's what we, instead, we just try this. Lord, is there anything else I can get out of this situation before moving on?
Mm.
Okay? And ask him what specifically for you. You can't change her.
Mm.
Okay? And from her perspective, she may not be, you know, looking at and saying, I've done something wrong. Okay? You can't help that. That's really not your job. Your opportunity here is to make the most out of it, like you were saying. But just change it slightly. Lord, is there anything else you want to talk to me about before we move on? Okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And sure, that way, she's free for God to work on her, and you're making the most of this situation.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So this is how we cooperate with whatever God is doing in our lives. So whether it's healing, whether it's, you know, these, any kind of emotional, you know, repairs that God needs to do, or making a better decision next time, you're on your own continuum. And God is the only one who can tell you how you're doing and, you know, how you're progressing. Very often he shows that to us after the fact. We look back and we see how far we've come and how free we are in that area. Does that make sense?
It makes a whole lot of sense.
Okay, great. Do you have any other comments or questions?
No, about to head off to work.
Okay, well, have a great day and thanks for calling in.
Eat a bowl of cereal.
Thanks. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, thanks so much for calling in. Now, I am noticing someone in the chat room who was thinking they were calling in, and do want to let everyone know that they weren't calling in on my line. So not sure what they were thinking. So do want to let you know that I am happy to talk to you about these issues, just because we can then see how this works, that God's healing is not separate and distinct from any other aspect of what we are working on. His approach is consistent, whether we're talking about a crisis in our life or whether everything's fine and we are sort of the opposite. Well, what do we do now? It's boring. It's dull. There's, you know, nothing going on. Or times are wonderful, but we still have a sense of an emptiness, that regardless of our situation and our circumstances, we can respond consistently to God. God, what are you doing here? What is your purpose in your drawing here? And then moving on with our day, trusting that he will reveal and bring to our attention any area. And a lot of times, if he's not bringing something to your attention, he's working on you. But it's out of your range. Enjoy it. Enjoy the rest that he gives you. It's not that even that you're going to need it, but this is your normal state, is to be resting in him. This is what you want. This is what you've been working for. Enjoy it. So we'll be meeting again on Thursday. You can always drop me a line at diane@weekendprepare.org. And on Thursday, we'll be talking about knowing him, as we always do. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.